The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. Gridiron for exciting football action. And now, here's the voice for Blue Devils football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
Well, welcome, Blue Devil fans, to Edgar Brown Stadium in Pasco, where we were just 3 weeks ago for Wahai's last victory, a 14-6 win over Pasco. I've been enjoying the Sage U band so far. I wanted to sing along with You're Just Too Good to Be True, and I'm not going to do that now, but welcome again to our broadcast as we await kickoff between the Wahai Blue Devils and the Sageview Lobos. And I just have to say, unless you have been part of a startup high school, you can't really understand both the enormous opportunity and difficult challenge involved in building one. As a teacher, this has been my experience for the past 12 years. No one can ever say, but that's the way we've always done it here. School traditions can spring up out of nowhere because they've never existed. Homecoming is a very strange event because there's no alumni. These schools' varsity sports can also be challenging. You have unfamiliar players thrown together for the first time. There are no seniors. You just hope you have a semblance of continuity with your coaching staff. But there is hope. I'm a Hawks softball fan from College Place High School, and in our first year of varsity sports, our girls' team with 9 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and 2 juniors qualified for the state tournament. It was a truly remarkable season. It's a similar uncertainty that the Sageview Lobos are experiencing now. They have no seniors, are getting thrashed every week, and are just trying to build some continuity and culture. Next season, all of these players out here will be eligible to return, so they can take solace in stories such as the one I just shared, and also that their neighbors across the highway, Chihuahua, were in a similar place back in 2009 when they opened their school for the first time. And now they're a perennial powerhouse. Such is the team that Blue Devils play tonight here at Edgar Brown Stadium. And despite the difficult road they have traveled this season, Sageview is hungry for a victory. And Wahai definitely does not want to become the first notch on the Lobos' win column. We'll continue with the Blue Devil pregame show, and I will highlight, profile the Sageview Lobos right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news,
and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Edgar Brown Stadium as we await kickoff here between Seju and Wahai. And to highlight the Lobos, first of all, they have faced a challenging inaugural varsity season under new head coach Don Hoge. Hoge's focus has been on growth and player development and has been evident as the Lobos build chemistry on both sides of the ball. They're led offensively by sophomore quarterback Alex Flores, a transfer from Chihuahua. He's shown flashes of leadership and really explosive offense, connecting with receiver Jason Beasley for several big plays, including a 46-yard touchdown against Kamiakin and a 64-yard score versus Richland. Running back Eli Henderson, who joined Saveview after rushing for nearly 500 yards at Pasco last season, has also been a key contributor in the ground game alongside Caden Yanez, who provides steady rushing support in multiple contests. While the Lobos have yet to find the win column, they've continued to compete with resilience against some of the Mid-Columbia Conference's top programs. Their defense has produced highlights, including multiple interception returns for touchdowns and a narrow loss, 41-24, to Pasco. And their young offensive core is getting valuable varsity experience. In fact, I was looking at their starters, and they have a 6'1", 320-pound freshman, Alleman, LaMarcus Alleman. I thought that was interesting. A 320-pound freshman. And Seju's 2025 campaign has served as a vital building block for a program intent on long-term growth and stability. So again, Seju is coached by Don Hoge. He's been coached for nearly 30 years and was a key part of championship teams with Pasco and Chihuahua High Schools, where he most recently was the defensive coordinator at Chihuahua. His philosophy is to be creative, dynamic, and fun for the players, while also focusing on staying healthy, improving each week, and embracing challenges. And again, Seju comes in 0-7. If we want to look at close games they've had, again, they lost to Pasco here at Edgar Brown 41-24. 3 weeks ago at Hermiston, they lost 35-21. And really, quite honestly, their other five losses have all been blowouts. Now, they were close last week against Hanford. They were down 14-7 at the half at Hanford High School, ended up losing that game 41-7. Statistically, when you go down their rank with team offense and defense in the conference, again, there's 10 teams in the conference, right? 5 3A's and 5 4A's. They are 9th or 10th in every statistical category but one, and that is passing offense. They are 6th in passing offense. So I guess the thing that really stands out is they give up 203 yards per game on rushing defense, and they are 9th in total defense, giving up 336 yards per game. Total offense, 202 yards per game, which is last in the league. But again, 6th in passing offense, last in rushing offense. So again, statistically, they're at the back of the pack, but they have shown, like I said previously, they have shown the ability to be explosive and get big plays. Against Richland, they shocked Richland as they scored on their first possession. It was 7-6 early in that game, and then Richland just snowed them under. They were up 56-6 the half on their way to a 63-6 win 2 weeks ago. They're led in passing by sophomore, again, Alex Flores, transfer from Chihuahua. 97 attempts, 172 completions, 911 yards. But what stands out with him is 2 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Not a good ratio, but he is 5th in the league in passing yardage. Receiving, they have number 6 receiver in the league in Jason Beasley, 31 for 412. With 13.3 per catch, and he has scored both of those touchdowns I mentioned. And Elijah Henderson, another multi-purpose player, He is fifth in the league in total offensive yards, yards from scrimmage. And so fifth is Elijah Henderson. And then Flores in total offense is fourth in the league in total offense. Continuing on, highlighting the Wahai Blue Devils. They come into this game coached by Justin James. He's in his second year. They come in 2-5 after a loss last week at Richland, 28-7. A game they trailed at the half, 21-7. You can chalk that up all onto two plays. A dropped touchdown pass in the end zone, potentially, and a last-second Hail Mary at the end of the first half that Brody Bosek went up and snatched between five Wahai defenders to give Richland a 21-7 lead going into the break. Scratch those two plays, and Wahai is up 7-6 at the half last week against Richland. So overall, the Blue Devils played a fair game offensively and defensively. Good again, they just could not convert at the most opportune times in that game. Let's see here. Statistically, they had Braden McCauley last week, 6 for 35. Trey McCauley had 54 yards on four catches. And Lincoln Heinrich did team up with Kalama Roberson on a touchdown pass in the first half to give Wahai a short 7-6 lead. When we look at the conference where Wahai ranks statistically with the rest of the conference schools, they are 7th in total offense and 7th in total defense. Offense, they're 242 yards a game. Defensively, 327 yards a game. And I think the thing that stands out is next to Sageview, they are next to last in rushing defense, giving up 186 yards per carry. So it's interesting tonight with, you know, we're talking about explosive offense and passing, where both these teams are decent, but it's going to be interesting to see if each team, either team, can develop some kind of a ground game. All right, we're going to take a one-minute break for the anthem, and we'll continue after this two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Stadium again, waiting kickoff here between Sageview and Wahai, a little over 5 minutes till kickoff. Continuing on down with the profile for Wahai, sophomore quarterback Lincoln Heinrich, second in the league in passing, 1,103 yards passing. Kalama Roberson, 10th in rushing with 311 yards. And Derek Bingham is third in receptions with 33 receptions for 328 yards, just short of 10 yards per catch. Also, some leaders in the top 10 to 15 are Trey and Braden McCauley, respectively. Defensively, Braden McCauley is fourth in interceptions with four, and Kalama Roberson is fifth in sacks with four, and 10th in tackles for loss with six. If we're looking for keys for tonight's game, first of all, Wahai's got to keep their turnovers down. That was what kind of killed them last week against Richland. They had three turnovers in the second half that really kind of stifled their offense. Make the most of those offensive opportunities. Again, they had a pass, a beautiful pass thrown into the end zone last week that was dropped. When those opportunities come up, you have got to convert. They've scored one touchdown in the last 10 quarters. They need to score early and often. This is a susceptible defense. Wahike can put points on the board. Need to avoid pre-snap penalties on offense. Kind of become a theme, actually, for both teams the last 3 weeks. We've seen a ton of pre-snap penalties, encroachment, false start. Wahike needs to limit those situations so they're not putting their offense behind the sticks. Red zone efficiency, again, Wahike last week moved the ball twice inside the 20 and failed to score. That is critical. Get the ball inside the 20, finish off, and put the ball in the end zone as the captains come out onto the field. Also highlighted here, get Bingham the rock. Derek Bingham only had one reception last week. Get that young man the ball, get him in open space, and see what he can do against this defense. To highlight the fashion statement tonight, the Blue Devils are wearing their white tops, white bottoms with blue numerals and blue helmets. Now, CHU comes out with black tops, black bottoms, a forest green highlight down the pant, and they have what you would call sage helmets with the Lobos logo kind of in a cursive across their helmets. Again, this is the first year for the CHU Lobos. And, again, they've got their kind of their fashion statement with their uniforms. We are the only brand in town tonight, by the way. Tomorrow night, Kennewick is at Kamiak, and that's a big game at Lamson. Pasco at Hermiston. Another huge game tomorrow night for the 4A ranks would be Richland at Chiawana. That'll be right here at Edgar Brown Stadium. And then Southridge will be at Hanford. Let's see, next week, by the way, and originally it was scheduled for October 31, but next week's home game against Chiawana will be next Thursday at the Blue Devil campus, 7 p.m. with a 6:40 airtime, Wahike against Chiawana. Again, that's next Thursday, October 30th. Slow pitch softball, state starts tomorrow, 1 p.m. The Wahike Blue Devils are the number 2 seed at Kiwanis Fields in Yakima. Again, that's a 1 o'clock game against R.A. Long. Should they win that, they will play in the winner's bracket at 7 against the winner of University and Inglemore. Should they lose, they'll play at 5 against the loser of those previous two teams. And then the consolation and final game will be played on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 25th, at Kiwanis Playfields. I'm just catching the thing here. The Chiawana Lobos won the toss as Alex Flores says, no, we want to defer. So Wahike is going to get the ball first. Continuing on with sports this week, tonight, starting here in just a few moments at Southridge, it'll be Wahike soccer at Southridge. Girls volleyball right now playing at Kamiakin. Next Tuesday, volleyball is home against Kennewick, 7 p.m. And the next Thursday, girls volleyball is at Southridge. If I got that correct, yes. And also to highlight volleyball, our halftime feature interview will be with Lindsay Shantz and their players, the senior players for the Lady Devil volleyball team. That will be coming up here at halftime. We're looking at state rankings. 3A, Kennewick comes out as Max Preps. Kennewick is 6-1. They're ranked 7th in the state. Chiawana undefeated, 7-0. We'll play them next week. They're ranked 7th. Kamiakin is 6-1, ranked 13th. And Richland is 6-1, ranked 16th. So we're about ready for kickoff here as we're winding down here. 40 seconds to go. And again, Blue Devils are going to get the ball first. And really imperative, as I said, for them to get off to a good start and to score early and often and not give these Lobos any hope of this being their inaugural victory in school history. So the Blue Devils are going to come out to receive the kick from Cade Bueller, tee off from the 40. Wahike will be coming out of the north end zone. They'll move from left to right. Our scoreboard and the south end zone are on the Sylvester Street side to my right, as Wahike is going to send back Caden Wilson and Kalama Roberson back deep. So I guess getting ready to tee it off here. Cade Bueller, the junior. Again, I'll say junior and sophomore and some freshmen all night long. There are no seniors on the Lobo roster. Here we go. Kickoff between Sageview and Wahike. Lines are set. And here comes a short end-over-end kick fielded by an up man at the 30 up the field, reversing his field. Coming the other way is Bingham, 40, 45, and he's not finally knocked down in front of the Wahai bench, but not before Bingham gets it back up to the 42-yard line. So Wahai in business here. Good field position. First and 10 at their own, I believe, 42-yard line is where they're going to spot Bingham out. And where's the offense going? The offense needs to back up, as does the defense. Everybody was running out to where the end of the first down marker was, not the beginning of the first down marker. So hash mark left, Blue Devils, first and 10 at their own 42. They'll come out with sophomore quarterback Lincoln Heinrich, pistol set with Kalama Roberson behind him, one man to the far left and three wide right. Again, Seju in their black tops, black bottoms, and dark green accents down the leg. Here come the Blue Devils in their all-white uniform. Lines are set against showing blitz. Hand the ball off the middle. Roberson met in the backfield. Tries to break a tackle. Does. Gets away from one man, but not from another. And finally finished off down there by Davian Velarde. Velarde coming up from his left end position to stop Roberson after a short one-yard run up to the 43-yard line. So one-yard gain on first down. Wahai right in the middle of the field, just underway here at their own 43-yard line. Here they come with double wides either side. And Sage, you might have watched the film from Richland last week and their ability to blitz. They got their linebackers crowding the line just about every play here all of a sudden. Back to pass, Heinrich looks to throw, fires deep down the middle of the field, but way over the head of Braden McCauley down to about the 25-yard line of the Lobos as he had a step on the defender. But Heinrich, just a little bit too excited, throws the ball over his head, about 5 yards over his head. And that's going to bring up a third down and long. Blue Devils third and 9 at their own 43. Again, ball in the middle of the field. They look to the sideline for the play. And usually the receivers don't return to the huddle. They just look at their wrist guard for the next play. Single back set again is Roberson. Three wides right and one left as six Lobos crowd the line of scrimmage here showing blitz. Long count, Heinrich back to throw, pumps, fires over the middle, that ball caught, Bingham reverses field, and he's hit and dropped at the Lobo 40-yard line. Great athletic play as Bingham caught that pass, tackled by the defender Xavier Green, but not before he picks up 17 yards, and a Edward Jones loss of night, first down, 17-yard gain from Heinrich to Bingham. He caught the ball about midfield, spun, and was able to get about another 10 yards on the spin. Ball still in the middle of the field. Single back set again is Roberson. Double wides, actually one man slotted right, two wides out left. Four man front. Hand the ball off. Roberson hitting the backfield. Tries to get away. Reverses field. All of them coming all the way to the other side. Open field. 40, 35, 30. Inside the 30. Finally knocked out of bounds is Kalama Roberson. He went off to the right tackle and then broke the tackle as the man in hold of his jersey reverses his field and goes clear down to the Sageview 25-yard line. Gain of 15. Another Edward Jones loss of night. First down. First and 10 at the Sageview 25. Great athletic play by the sophomore running back to get that first down. So here comes Wahai. Hash mark left. First and 10 at the Lobo 25. Just underway. 10:20 to go here in the game. Wahai again moving from left to right here at Edgar Brown Stadium with King and I believe that is Carpenter, twin backs in the backfield. And we have a stoppage of play, I thought. No, hand the ball off. Wait a second. Now the referee comes running in. And it looks like Wahai called timeout because the play clock was going down. So let's take a look here at some other things going on here as we take a break here for a few seconds as Wahai, again, Justin James just saw the clock running down. Action this week, other high school games. Touche will be at Yakima Nation tomorrow, 3:30. College Place is hosting Kyona Benton Senior Night at Hawk Stadium, 7 p.m. And then Waitsburg Prescott is at St. John Endicott. Football actions, college action on Saturday. Washington State is going to be taking on Toledo at home. Washington will be hosting Illinois, and Eastern Oregon is hosting College of Idaho. and your Seahawks, who went 5-2 in a... Boy, that game was late Monday night. After watching baseball for crushingly defeat, and then watching the Seahawks game, I didn't get to bed until 10:45 Monday night. So the Seahawks do not play this week. Hash mark left, twin backs in the backfield. Again, Carpenter and Kalama Roberson with two wides out right and one left, flanking the running backs, flanking Heinrich, the quarterback. Back to pass. Heinrich, look, fires over the middle. That man wide open, Bingham, in the end zone, right down the middle of the field. Touchdown, Wahai from 25 yards out. Play action fake. The linebackers bit. Bingham just ran right down the seam, and nobody was there. Touchdown, Blue Devils. And again, Edward Jones, George Hessler, they donate $20 for every Wahai touchdown to Big Blue Boosters. That play goes 25 yards. And with 10 minutes to go, the Blue Devils are up 6-0. 25-yard pass play, Heinrich to Derek Bingham. That didn't take long. As Ricky Kohlberg in with Mike Agert to hold here. Lines are set. High snap, kick is up, and it's got the distance. It hit the top crossbar, and it goes the wrong way. It's no good. So 10 minutes to go, Blue Devils 6, Lobos nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Hey, all. Looking for the ultimate adventure? Cast your line in the breathtaking state of Alaska. Prime fishing season runs through September. To chase the halibut in the deep blue or battle wild salmon in the pristine Alaskan rivers, the Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines has got you covered with great flight options to Alaska with one quick stop in Seattle. Hook your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Sorry, we came back a little late for the kickoff, which is fielded by an up man, Jacob Valdez, and he'll take it back up the field to the 41-yard line where the Sagey Lobos will start out there, first and 10 at their own 41. Wahai goes four plays, 58 yards, 2 minutes elapsed time, capped by the 25-yard pass, Heinrich to Bingham for the score, 6-0. Up to that kick, Kohlberg was 13 for 14 on the year. So out is Alex Flores, your quarterback, and he's flanked by Rowe, I believe. Let's see, it's a handoff right up the middle. He gets a good run here, has running as he crosses, actually not gets up to near him the midfield stripe. And that ball was carried by, I'm trying to get the number here. That was by Valdez. Excuse me, check that, Yanez. Yanez for 8 yards up to the 49-yard line. So second and 2 for the Lobos from there. So Yanez will flank Flores here in the backfield. Three wides out to the left, one tight end right against the five-man Blue Devil front. 9:17 to go here. Hand the ball off right up the middle. Yanez stacked up, breaks away from the pack. Now he's in the open field. Finally hit and dropped at the Wahai 43. But he has an Edward Jones loss of night, first down on a gain of 9 down to the Wahai 42-yard line. So two running plays and a first down for Yanez, the running back for Sage. You actually hold that, literally hold that. We have a holding call against the Lobos. So we're going to bring it back. Spot foul. Looks like the flag's resting at the Blue Devil 49. And so that'll move it back probably to the original line of scrimmage, I'm going to guess. So holding against Sageview, so move it back to their own 41. That'll bring up a second down and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Caden Yanez is a 5'10", 180-pound junior running back linebacker. Alex Flores, again, is a transfer from Chihuahua. Of course, they're all transfers out here. This is the first year of existence. Hand the ball off right at the middle. Yanez, he's hit and dropped, and Kalama Roberson just seals the hole there. And also on the stop down there for the Blue Devils was Herrera. Jordan Herrera on the stop. So just about a one-yard gain. This is where you want to get Sageview. Third and long, third and nine, middle of the field at their own 42. Again, Blue Devils just scored here on their opening drive from 25 yards out on a pass to Bingham. It's 6-0 after the missed extra point. Man checking in late. They're going to send three wides out to the right, as that is Kinchin in for the Lobos. Flanking the quarterback is Yanez. Wahai with a five-man front. Back to pass. Flores has time. Fires out in the flat, trying to break away, but nothing doing there. Hit and drop for a loss, as that was Powell coming up and engaging the receiver out there, Montez, for a loss of 3 yards. So what do we have? Do we have another flag down here? We have another flag down here. And if that's against Sageview, Wahai would just refuse that. There was a three-yard loss on that play. See, last week I couldn't see the referee signals. They're going to save illegal procedure. It declined, of course, and the Blue Devils will force a three and out here. The punter is, I'm trying to see who the punt unit is. It looks like it's Alex Flores is your punter. He's also the quarterback. Fourth and 12, Lobos, hash mark right at their own 12, as Wally's not sending anybody back. Now he retreats, and nobody's back to receive the kick. And it's going to go down the field. No return man down there. Hits at the 30, bounces down to the 20, inside the 20, and it's going to slowly roll down at the Blue Devils' 17-yard line. So an effective punt by Flores, as Wahai could not get a deep man back there. As again, when you got your quarterback slash punter and he's lining up in shotgun, even if it's fourth and 12, shoot, we saw Richland go for it on fourth and 8 last week from their own 41. So Wahai's going to take over first and 10 at their own 17-yard line with 7:56 to go here in the first quarter. Again, they just scored on a 25-yard pass play from Heinrich to Bingham. They're going to send two wides out to the either side, hash mark left, single back Roberson behind Heinrich in pistol set. Five-man front. Heinrich fires out in the flat, and everything kind of winds down here. What do we have? Do I see a flag, or do I just see a... I don't see anything. I think we just have a stoppage of play here. Wahai sends Jay Smith onto the field at wideout. Or is that Heinrich coming out? I think Heinrich has to come out for a play, maybe a equipment issue. So Jay Smith, a senior, is going to check in here. And no play. So first and 10, same set, pistol set, double wides either side. Smith with Roberson right behind him against a five-man front. There's a big gap right up the middle of the defensive line. Turn, hand the ball off Roberson. Makes one man miss, but he's going to get hit and dropped in the backfield. Nothing doing. Buried back at the 15. Tackle there by Velarde and also Munoz from his nose guard spot. So a loss of one on the play from Kalama Roberson. Set it back to the 16-yard line. Second down and 11. 7:30 to go here, first quarter. Blue Devils lead the Lobos 6-0. Pistol set again, double wides either side against the black-shirted Sageview Lobos. While here in their white tops again, back to pass. Heinrich pumps, looking, fires down the field. Man open, going up in the air, catching it at the 30, up the field to 35. Knocked out of bounds is Micah Agard. He has a first down up at the 32-yard line. So a gain of 16 yards as Agard just juked his man right in front of the Wahai bench for an Edward Jones loss of night. First down, knocked out of bounds, but not before again. He gets 16 yards, and a Blue Devil first down at the 32-yard line is where they're going to spot it. First catch of the night for Agard. Hash mark left. Pistol set again with Roberson. Three wides right, one left. That pump fake has been really effective so far. Back to pass. Heinrich fires over the middle. That ball caught. Eggert again. 40. Breaks outside. 45. 50. Into Lobo territory. 45. Still going. Cuts all the way back across the field. Finally tripped up. But oh my goodness. Eggert would not go down as finally the play was sealed by Orlando Montez. But Micah Eggert gets clear down to the 36-yard line. That is a 32-yard pass play. And all of a sudden, the Blue Devils just marching right down the field. First and 10 at the Lobo 36. Back to pass. And that ball is through the... oh, my goodness, it was almost picked off. It was going to be a bubble screen out there. It falls incomplete. Almost bounced off the receiver's hands into the defender. And so incomplete pass. Second and 10, as I catch my breath here, from the 36-yard line. It's Waha going quick here on offense. Receivers are going to change sides, it looks like. Maybe. No, they're just getting the call. As play clock at 20, game clock 6:53. Blue Devils lead 6-0. Single back Roberson. Tight formation. Everybody bunched in. No wides. And the Lobos are doing accordingly. Hand the ball off Roberson, left side. He gets outside almost, but sealed quickly. As I was going to say, he was going to get to the corner, but no. Munoz makes a great open field tackle to hit Roberson after a 2-yard gain. I thought he was going to get more. They're actually going to call him down at the 35 for a gain of 1. So third and 9, Blue Devils at the Lobo 35-yard line. Again, Wahai scored in 4 plays, 58 yards on the initial drive. Third and 9, 3 wides right, hash mark left, single receiver to the left, single back again is Roberson. Back to pass, Heinrich fires over the middle, catching ball, driving forward, short of the first down. Coming up, Montez to make the tackle on Braden McCauley at the 28. So a gain of 7 on the play. And Wahai again is in a position where they will go for it here, I'm sure. Fourth and 2 at the Lobo 28-yard line. Hash mark right. Again, Wahai moving from left to right. This being their second drive. They scored again their first drive. 25-yard pass play from Heinrich to Bingham. 5:42 and counting. Blue Devils want to get a conversion here. Critical play here to keep this momentum going. Fourth and 2 at the Lobo 28-yard line. 3 wides left, 1 right. Back to pass. And the play stops. And what do we have? We have timeout. Why? We'll take a 30-second timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Edgar Brown Stadium. We've got 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Blue Devils lead 6-0, facing a 4th and 2 at the Sageview Lobo 28-yard line. And out they come, breaking the huddle here. Single back will be Roberson. One man slotted right. Actually, check that. One man slotted left. 3 wides left and 1 right. 4-man front for the Lobos. Here we go. Back to pass. Pump fake. Firing deep down left side. One man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Derek Bingham again. Actually caught that ball right at the goal line. And again, that pump fake is killing the Sageview Lobos. They bit on the out route. And Bingham just cut it upfield. Wahai just going for all the bundle there. 4th and 2. And it is a touchdown from 28 yards out. And with 5:24 to go here in the first quarter, it is 12-0 Blue Devils. 28 yards, Heinrich to Bingham. Extra point for Kohlberg. Lines are set. Eggert to hold. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 5:24 to go our first quarter. Blue Devils 13, Lobos nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Edgar Brown as we await the kickoff here. 13-0 Blue Devils here in the first quarter. Short end-over-end kick off the left side. That's going to hit. Oh, my goodness. That could have taken a backward bounce and been recovered, but it goes out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So Sageview should take over first and 10 at their own 35. That last drive, I've got that as six plays, 83 yards, capped by a 28-yard touchdown pass, Heinrich to Bingham. And with 5:24 to go here in the first quarter, it is 13-0 Blue Devils. Actually, you spot it 5 yards up the field is your option. So Sageview will get it first and 10 at their own 38-yard line as Mendoza, check that. That's Rowe, Sean Paul Rowe, checking in at running back. Three wides out to the left and one tight end right. Rowe flanking Flores. Wahia all over the line of scrimmage here. Back to pass. Flores looks, fires over the middle. That ball caught, hit, and dropped by McCauley. He actually broke away, and Kohlberg finished him off. The receiver, Jason Beasley, has it up at the 41-yard line for a gain of three on that little slant pass there. So 3 yard pass play puts, that's the first positive pass play for the Lobos. Second and 7, just inside the right hash mark from their own 41. Again, Rowe the running back, double wides left, single receiver right against a four-man front. Flores again in shotgun, turn, hand the ball off Rowe, left side, breaks the tackle, pushed and dropped, pushed back by Klammer Roberson one-on-one, but a flag flies into the mix here. Derek Bingham also finishing off the running back Rowe, Sean, C-E-A-N, Sean Paul Rowe. Flag rests at the 42, and I think it's time to go for another little walk here by the black and white people. They're going to walk it back to the, actually we have a dead, wait, we have, no, I thought he was going to say dead ball. No, it's a holding call. So, that'll move it back to the 32-yard line. So make it a second and 16. 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. 13-0 Blue Devils. And again, this broadcast is brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And I forgot to mention that Edward Jones, George Hessler, donates $20 to every Big Blue Booster. Excuse me, for every touchdown, they donate $20 to Big Blue Boosters. I'll get it out correctly. There you go. And again, all the way back to the 31, actually. So second and 17. They've got to get up to their own 48. Second and 17 from their own 31. And your single back in the backfield, I believe, is Rowe again with triple wides to the left. Flores in shotgun. Back to pass. Flores looks, fires deep down the middle. That ball caught. Short of the first down. Knocked down by Bingham. Ball is caught by Montez. It's a little skinny post. They're going to say first down, and Montez picks up 17, and Never Jones lost a night first down. I didn't realize he got that much yardage, but they're going to say yes, he did. 17 yards and initial first down for Sageview at their own 48-yard line. Three wides out left. Single back again. I believe that's Yanez. Turn, hand the ball off. Right side, Yanez has the running room inside the 45. Actually, that's where he's knifed down, but he gets a good little gain there on a kind of just a student body right. Yanez for 7 to the Wahai 45. So some big gainers here the last two plays. Second and 3. Lobo is at the Wawhi 45, 3:51 to go and counting here. First quarter, 13-0 Blue Devils. Second and three, Yanez again single back set. One man slotted left is Taylor, two wides left and one right. Four-man front. Flores, fake handoff, fires. Now he's going to be in trouble. Rolls to his right, has open field inside, almost to the 40. Knife down there, taking the legs out from under him was, I believe, Powell on the tackle down at the 40. But not before Flores picks up a Edward Jones loss of night. First down, gain of five on the play. First and 10, Lobos here at the Wawhi 40, hash mark right again. Moving from right to left, 3:26 and counting. First quarter, 13-0 Blue Devils. Yanez again will flank Flores in the backfield with two wides left and one right. Blue Devils four-man front. They've had some opportunities running the ball. Now switching side is Yanez to the right. Back to pass. Flores looks, fires deep. He's hit as he throws. That ball just hung up for grabs as Flores is hit. And he's getting up slowly back at midfield as he was clocked back there. I didn't see who as the ball went flying, fluttering down to the 35-yard line, incomplete. They're lucky that didn't get picked off as McCauley was there, as was, I believe, Bingham, but it fell right between them. Second and 10, hash mark right at the Wawhi 40. Out come the black-shirted Sageview Lobos, three wides left. Five-man front for the Blue Devils, single back Yanez again. Back to pass, Flores fires over the middle, that ball caught, and it's Beasley, and he's just hit by Braden McCauley and spun around down to the 36-yard line, a gain of four on the pass play to Beasley. So call it third down and six. Passing four for five for 21 yards is Flores, and your man Lincoln Heinrich already has 125 yards passing here and two touchdowns in the first quarter. Third and six, Lobos have to get to the 30. Ball just inside right hash mark. Single back again will be Yanez against sophomore quarterback Alex Flores. Tight end right, three wides left. Blue Devils show four-man front here, third and six. Back to pass, rolling to his left. Flores in trouble. Now he just heaves it to the sideline, and it's going to be 5 yards out of bounds as Jason Beasley was tracking it. But Flores just running for dear life, chased by Kalama Roberson and Mason Garrett back there about 10 yards deep. So fourth down, fourth and six at the Blue Devil 36-yard line. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Again, Wawhi scored on two pass plays, Heinrich to Derek Bingham. As we have Bridger Swopes back in the lineup this week at defensive tackle. So fourth and six for the Lobos. Same set. Running back Yanez flanks Flores. Three wides out to the left. Five-man front for the Blue Devils. Back to pass. Flores looks, fires down the left, the sideline. It's way over the head of Mendoza. Incomplete in front of the Sageview bench. As Flores just airmails that ball, and the drive stalls, and they turn it over on downs here with 2:11 to go in the first quarter. So Wawhi holds. That was a 3-minute and 13-second drive, and I've got nine plays. They go from their own 38 to the Blue Devil 36, but that's where it's going to stop there. And the Blue Devils will take over first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Hash mark left. Single back Roberson. Double wides right. One man slotted right. Five-man front. Fake the handoff. Fire. Bubble screen out to the left side. Nothing going there. Stacked up and dropped for a loss is the receiver, Trey McCauley. And, oh, my goodness, he had a lot of company out there. Grundy for one, Mendoza for another, and Munoz. I'll stop him back at the 35-yard line, so a loss of one on the pass play to Trey McCauley, second and 11. By the way, if you want to know tomorrow's lottery numbers, I can provide those because I told you, get Bingham the Rock, and so far two touchdowns here in the first quarter. Second and 11, Blue Devils at their own 35, three wides left, showing blitz out of the Lobos. Back to pass. Flip it out in the flat to Roberson. Looking for a block. Cuts back inside. 40, 45. Roberson field. 50, 40, 35, 30. Down the right sideline. One man to beat. Can't quite get away from Mendoza. But Roberson's going to take it all the way down to the Sageview 12-yard line. That is a 53-yard pass play as Roberson just patiently caught the pass about 10 yards downfield, then waited for the block, and then just accelerated right in front of the Sageview bench. 43 yards, and a Blue Devil first down at the Sageview 12-yard line. Another Edward Jones Lawson Knight first down. A big play for the Blue Devils. And boy, my goodness, 167 yards passing for Heinrich here in the first quarter. Hash mark left from the 12. Carpenter in, single back set, two wides left, one right. Tight end left. And everything's, and we have a stoppage of play. I think we've got delay here as the play clock shows zero. And I don't think Justin James wanted to use another timeout. So back him up 5 yards. 5 yard penalty is going to move it back to the 17 yard line. First penalty of the game against the Blue Devils. First and 15 it will be. Hash mark right at the Lobo 17-yard line. Single back is Carpenter. Double wides left. Wilson here to the short side. Five-man front. Hand the ball up right side, and Carpenter tries to spin away, and he's just spun down and gets the leg taken out from under him. Yanez is going to hit him for a loss back at the 20-yard line. And it looked like he might get the corner, but Bingham just stacked up and couldn't get away. Excuse me, Carpenter couldn't get away from the pursuit. So second down, second and 18. Blue Devils have to get down to the 2-yard line. They have the ball at the 20. Second and 18 with 28 seconds to go. This might be the last play of the quarter. Three wides out to the left, one right here to the short side. Hash mark right. Carpenter again, single back set, showing blitz to the Lobos, and I think they just stepped over the line. I think that's going to be a 5-yard encroachment. Yeah, their linebackers were a little bit anxious there, and one of them just stepped over that imaginary line. Again, I know I say this almost every week, but in high school, if you break that imaginary line at the point of the football, it is a dead ball. Play stops. Second and 13 from the Sageview 15. Three wides left. Back to pass. Heinrich looks, fires. Deep left sideline in the end zone. Going up, catching the ball. Touchdown, Blue Devils, in the left corner of the end zone. And it is Trey McCauley on that fade route. And he just beat the defender to the spot. That being Braden Kinchin. And a beautifully thrown ball by sophomore Lincoln Heinrich. And with no time showing here on the clock on that, it was a 15-yard pass play to Trey McCauley, and the Blue Devils are on the board for the third time here in the first quarter. Oh, my goodness, when it rains, it pours. Here's the kick up by Kohlberg, and it is good. That's the end of the first quarter. Blue Devils 20, Lobos nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is 3 times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, here in the first quarter, the answer has always been yes. Three touchdown passes from Lincoln Heinrich, two to Bingham, and one to Trey McCauley. As McCauley kicks off short, end over end kick, send the returner back to his own 25, back up the field, hit and breaks away, and he's finally going to be dragged down from behind, roughly thrown down back there by, I think that's Gregory Powell with the stop at the 31-yard line is where the Lobos will take over. So Sageu, call it the 32. Sageu drove to the Wahai 36, turned it over on downs. It only took four plays, 64 yards, and 2 minutes, 11 seconds elapsed time for the Blue Devils to take it all the way down for the score, 15 yards, to Trey McCauley on the fade route. So out come the Lobos with Yanez to flank Flores. We have a late man coming on here for Sageu, Carson Crosby, who I haven't seen on any stat sheets yet. Why? With a five-man front. Turn, hand the ball off, draw play. Yanez has open field, lowers his shoulder, crunches the defender there, trying to make the tackle. Popping up was Caden Wilson, but he took the brunt of that hit from Yanez. Just short of the first down, up at the 41-yard line. Gain of 9 up to the 41-yard line. So second and 1 on the run by Yanez. 4 carries, 25 yards for Yanez, who is a 5'10", 181-pound junior running back. Second and 1, 3 wides left. Why, again, 5-man front here. Hand the ball off, same play. Yanez draw, and he tries to break free. Breaks one tackle as going for the bull ride there. I think that was Carpenter trying to make the tackle and just hung on for dear life with Oblisk, I believe, finishing him off. Not before he gets, though, up to the 47-yard line for an Edward Jones loss of 9, first down. Gain of 6 to the 47. First and 10, Lobos from there. Seems like the running attack has been the most consistent with Yanez at the running helm. So five-man front here for Wahai as they come in with one tight end left. Back to pass. Flores just heaves it down the field. Man, it's open to 30. Cuts inside the 25. And Braden McCauley finally wraps up the receiver, Jason Beasley, as he just got in between the corner and the safety down there at the Wahai 17-yard line. So that is a 30-yard pass play for an Edward Jones loss of 9, first down. Check that. 36-yard pass play down to the Wahai 17-yard line. Flores to Beasley, and he just ran the fly route right between the two defenders in a perfectly thrown pass by Flores. Sageu can be explosive. That's what they're showing here. Although it's 20-0, here we go. And we have a Wahai defender flinched, which is okay as long as you don't cross the line. But then Sageu responded with a flinch. And when you're on offense, you can't do that. That is illegal procedure. A 5-yard penalty will move it back to the 22-yard line. First and 15. Again, 10:52 to go here. If you're just joining us, second quarter. Three Lincoln Heinrich touchdown passes have made it 20-0 Blue Devils. But Sageu driving just inside their right hash mark of the blue, just inside the right hash mark. First and 15 from the 22. Flores in shotgun. Wahai shows blitz. Back to pass. Flores fires over the middle through the hands of the receiver, Beasley, at about the 15 as he was feeling footsteps there and drops a pass. Again, that was a 36-yard gain just a moment ago, and that pass falls incomplete. So second and 15 from the Wahai 22. Wahai has been opportunistic as every time they've gotten the ball down into Sageu near the end zone, they've capitalized. One was on a 4th-and-2 play, and just recently a 15-yard pass play to Trey McCauley. Single back will be Yanez flanking Flores. One man slotted left, two left, and one man right is Mendoza. Back to pass. Looking, firing, man is wide open at the 10. Caught, knocked down, but that'll be a first down. Looked like a blowing coverage as coming out of the backfield was the little guy, Carson Crosby, 5'7", 150. That's a 15-yard gain as Wahai just lost track of Crosby for an Edward Jones loss of 9, first down. 15 yards on the reception, and I don't even have him, like I said earlier, on any of my stat sheets as Crosby takes it to the Wahai 7. First and goal from there. Yanez will flank Flores in the backfield. Two wides right. Hand the ball off right side. Yanez inside the 5, follows his blockers. finally knocked down right at the one-yard line. As making the tackle, I believe, was Roberson after a six-yard run by Yanez. He gets down to the one. So Sageview moving the ball in bunches. Second and goal from the Wahai one. Yanez again, single back. Wahai is going to stack the line with eight men in the box with a tight end right. Keeping the ball is Flores off the right side. Nobody there. Touchdown, Sageview. 9:41 to go. Alex Flores, a sophomore quarterback, faked the dive and just went off the right side. Nobody there. Touchdown, Sageview. They're on the board. And it's 20-6 now with 9:49 to go here in the second quarter. As in will be Bueller with Flores to hold. Again, one-yard run by Flores on a drive that went 68 yards in six plays. Lines are set. Well, almost lines are set. They're still lining up here. Again, 9:49 to go. They did that in 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Lines are set. Low snap. Kick is up, and it is good. 9:49 to go. Second quarter. Wahai 20. Sageview 7. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Edgar Brown Stadium. I guess I didn't know what the score was. Apparently, it was actually now it's 20-7. Sorry, I thought I had that correct. They changed it to 21-7. I thought I missed something. But yeah, Colbert's kick was no good, and the previous kick was good. They put it apparently on the wrong side. I thought I'd like been giving you the wrong score all along. I looked up at the scoreboard, and there's 21 points. I'm like, it doesn't look right. So here's your kickoff. Wilson and Roberson to receive the kick from Cade Bueller. They're moving in from right to left. Blue Devils 20, Sageview 7 after that score by the Lobos. Short end over end kick. Wilson fields it at his own 17, near side 20, all the way across the field. And he's hit and dropped. Beautiful open field tackle down there by your coverage man. I guess it's that little guy, Carson Crosby, with the hit down at the Blue Devil 22-yard line is where Wahai will take over first and 10. So only a 5-yard kickoff return by Wilson. So far passing, Lincoln Heinrich, 9 for 10 for 182 yards and 3 touchdowns. Wow. And we've got 9:45 to go here in the second quarter. Out come the Blue Devils. Carpenter will be your single back. 3 wides right, 1 left. Heinrich's been killing the Lobos with his pump fake. They want to bite on the out pattern, and then the receiver is wide open downfield. Here we go, single back Carpenter. 4-man front showing blitz again. Looks like they got it there quickly over the line of scrimmage. That ball caught on a comebacker. Short gain to the 29-yard line to Braden McCauley. He caught that ball right in front of Braxton Kinchin up at the 29-yard line. Call that a gain of 6 to Braden McCauley. Second and 4, Blue Devils. Just inside the right hash mark, second and 4. Single back set again, I believe. That is Carpenter in motion. Back to pass. Bubble screen left side. It's McCauley. Trey McCauley. We have a flag down in the place where you're going to see holding. I think that's where they're going to call. Flag flies in. I think Micah Agard had just a little bit too much of the jersey there, blocking on the bubble screen out at the 32-yard line. So that play is going to come back and move the Blue Devils back. The flag rests at the 31. So it's going to move it back to the 21, almost near back near the original line of scrimmage. Flag is like 3 yards downfield. Kind of waiting here to see what happens. And why are they moving? Why are they moving the down markers on the far side? That's kind of strange. But anyway, officials talking it over. And I believe we do have a hold against the Blue Devils. As McCauley was trying to get free on that bubble screen and was just a little bit too good of a block there on the corner trying to spring him loose. So move it back to the 21-yard line. That will bring up a second down and... I'll say second down and 12, actually, at Blue Devils at their own 21-yard line. They have to get up to the 33. So that play is going to come back. Three wides right and one left. Single back Carpenter. Second and 12 from the 21. Heinrich in shotgun, pistol set. With Carpenter behind him. Now we have a stoppage of play. Referee and the side judge, I believe, talking about it. Now they're going to call the Sageview coach. Does somebody have to come out of the game? We have another equipment issue. This seems to be like an area of emphasis this year, but no. Okay, pistol set. Three wides out to the right. One left. Here come the Blue Devils. Heinrich again in shotgun. Four-man, five-man front showing blitz. Back to pass. Heinrich looks. Fires down the middle deep over the head of everybody up at about the 40 intended for Agert. Defense by Orlando Montez. But that ball a good 4 yards over Agert's head. And my goodness, that stops a string of 10 straight completions by Lincoln Heinrich. So it'll bring up third down and long. Third and 12. Again, Blue Devils lead 20-7. 8:58 to go here in the second quarter. All three scores coming in the first quarter for the Blue Devils. Sageview has just scored on a 68-yard drive. So here come the Blue Devils. Third and 12, single back again, Carpenter. Four-man front, three wides out right. Back to pass, Heinrich looks, fires over the middle, way over the head of the receiver, catching the ball and breaking a tackle. And Braden McCauley was short of the first down, spun. He gets up to the 35 for a 14-yard gain. And Edward Jones lost the night first down as they just were not able to wrap up McCauley. He just spun out of the tackle and got a clutch first down for the Blue Devils to keep this drive going at their own 35-yard line. Again, the receivers just look at their wristbands for the next play. Carpenter in pistol, single back set against a four-man Sageview front. Count here by Heinrich. He's back to pass. Bubble screen, left side. Agert looks for a block. Gets a seal. 35-40. Still going up the field. 45-50. Finally wrapped out of bounds by Montez. They're going to say actually Agert steps out of bounds at the 50. But great seal blocks out here in the corner by Trey McCauley and Derek Bingham to give Agert a lane in front of the Sageview bench to midfield for 15 yards. Third reception of the night for Agert for 63 yards. Again, this broadcast is brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 15 yards right at the midfield stripe, left hash mark, single back Carpenter, three wides out right, one left here to the short side. Back to pass, Heinrich rolling to his right, fires out in the flat, that ball caught, breaking away is Bingham inside the 40, spins, finally dropped down at the 37-yard line. Check that, Braden McCauley for a 13-yard pass play. Third straight plus 10 play for the Blue Devils. Another Edward Jones loss of night first down on the 13-yard gainer to Braden McCauley. Actually, we'll call it 14 down to the Southridge 36-yard line. Why? Picking up yards here in bunches. They come out here with pistol set, three wides left, hash mark right, moving from right to left. 8 minutes to go. Hand the ball off right up the middle. Carpenter just kind of dances forward, has a little bit of lane off the right side, spins as they try to break him down, and he takes about three Lobos with him. Inside the 30 goes Makai Carpenter down to the 28-yard line. I'll give him a gain of 8 on that carry as they just could not bring the big fella down. It's 5'9", 225-pound Makai Carpenter with an 8-yard run to the Lobo 28-yard line. Three wides out, wide left again, hash mark right, five-man front, pistol set again with Carpenter. Back to pass, Heinrich looking, fires over the middle of field. Man coming open, caught by Eggert inside the 10, down inside the 5. Couldn't quite break away from the last man hanging on for dear life was, I believe, Mendoza. But Eggert's going to take that ball all the way down to the 4-yard line for another Edward Jones loss of 9, first down. 24-yard pass play to Eggert, who seems to be the receiving star here in this first half. 4 receptions for 87 yards from number 22, junior Micah Eggert. Twin back set, pistol with Roberson behind Heinrich, flanked by Carpenter. 8 men in the box for the Lobos, and now we have a stoppage of play. They're going to say illegal procedure against the Blue Devils, I believe. Again, pre-snap penalties is not what you wanted to have down here. That moves it back to the 9-yard line. So -5 on that play. I shouldn't say play, penalty. First and goal just inside the right hash mark as they come up with a different package. Carpenter checks out. Roberson stays in. First and goal, 6:46 and counting here, 20-7 Blue Devils here in the first half. They've scored all 3 times they've had the ball. Double wides either side, single back Roberson. 5-man front for Sageview. Back to pass. Heinrich looks in trouble, rolls to his left, fires into the end zone. That ball is something or rather. It's intercepted in the end zone as he tried to split 2 defenders. What happened there? Is it intercepted or incomplete? And they're walking back like it's incomplete. This corners of Edgar Brown here are really hard for me to decipher as it's really dark in the corners. And I told you this 3 weeks ago when I was here. It's really hard to see down in the far corners of the end zone. But a dangerous pass thrown by Heinrich, but it falls incomplete. Second and goal from the 9. Single back Roberson, 3 wides left, 1 right. Showing blitz are the Lobos. Back to pass, Heinrich looking, fires. Corner of the end zone, Bingham goes up. Easy play! Touchdown on the fade route to Derek Bingham. And with 9, he scores from 9 yards out. Just a beautiful timing pattern, and Bingham he got separation from the defender by about 5 yards. Heinrich with his 4th touchdown pass here of the first half, and with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter, the Blue Devils have gone up 26-7. Again, that's a 9-yard pass play from Heinrich to Bingham. Bingham's 3rd score of the game. Kohlberg in with Eggert to hold, who had a big part in that last drive. Lions are set. Snap, kick, up. It is going to be good. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Blue Devils 27, Lobo 7. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Okay, we have another kick out of bounds here on the kickoff, but that last drive, 9 plays, 78 yards, 3 minutes, 31 seconds elapsed time, highlighted by the 9-yard touchdown pass, Heinrich to Bingham, his 3rd score of the game, and Did I say get Bingham the Rock? Did I say that in the pregame? I think I did. So they're going to say illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. Put the ball down for Sageview at their own 35-yard line. Again, 6:18 to go. Wahai scores, has scored all four times they've had the ball here in the first half. 27-7 as the Lobos come out first and 10. They scored on their last drive. That was a six-play, 68-yard drive. They're going to come out with Yanez flanking Flores in the backfield. That seemed to have worked so far pretty well. Two wides out here to the short side. Hash mark right. Man in motion across the formation. It's going to be a fly sweep and hit and dropped in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. He is crushed by popping up is Jace Smith, I believe that, and then also Carson Hand. And actually, let's check that. That was Jordan Herrera crunching Carson Crosby back at the 33-yard line for a loss of two. Again, they tried to run the fly sweep to Crosby, and he was just gobbled up and destroyed for a loss of two. Second and 12, Lobos, middle of the field at their own 33-yard line. Single back again, Flores, two wides out to the left. Wahai moving around, pass over the middle, and it's just rifled to Taylor up at the 37-yard line, but he just can't hang on. He wasn't that far away from Flores, and Flores just rifled it, and turning around was Taylor, and he just essentially just batted the ball down in self-defense. So third and 12, 5:36 to go here, second quarter from Edgar Brown. Blue Devils in their white shirts and white bottoms, blue helmets, blue numerals, white stripe down the middle, down the side, the pant, are in a third, trying to hold Sageview to another three and out here. Sageview third and 12 at their own 33-yard line. Three wides out left, four-man front, back to pass Flores, looks, has time, fires over the middle, man catches the ball, caught. It's that man Crosby on the inside slant, and he's got a big gainer to the Wahai 42-yard line for 25 yards. So Wahai losing track of Crosby. Well, again, I don't have any on any previous season stat sheets. That play goes for 25 yards, and an Edward Jones loss of night first down to the Wahai 42-yard line as they break the huddle. And watch that little guy. He's made some big plays so far here in the first half. They come out with two wides out right, single back Yanez, one man left against a four-man front for the Blue Devils. Back to pass, Flores retreats, screen pass, open field for Yanez, 35 inside the 30, tries to reverse his field. They try to strip the ball. It's Herrera and friends finally catching him from behind, but a big gain on that screen as they suck the Wahai defense in, and it's 22 yards on the pass play to Yanez for another Edward Jones loss of night first down. But what's the deal here? Where are we going? We're going back to where there's a flag. That's where we're going. And we have a hold. Oh, sorry. I just thought that was funny. I'm like, what are we marching down the field? Okay, I guess it's a hold, yes. Third holding call of the night for the Sageview Lobos. And that'll take it back to the Wahai 48-yard line. So net, it's a minus six. First and 16, 5:02 to go, second quarter. Blue Devils lead 27-7. First and 16 from the Blue Devil 48. And we are just still sorting out the application of the penalty, explaining it to the Pasco head coach, the Sageview head coach, Don Hogue. Again, he was a longtime Pasco and Chihuahua defensive coordinator, is Don Hogue, first year at Sageview. Of course, everything's first year at Sageview for all these players and coaches. First and 16 from the 48. Yanez, again, single back, will flank Flores. Two wides out to the right as they mark up, as they set up here, hash mark left. Blue Devils four-man front. Back to pass. Flores just winds up, fires down the field, and that man open. And actually, wait a second, knocked away as Bingham came in. And they just run Jason Beasley on a fly, and Flores just takes a three-step drop and just winds up and fires. And they're looking for the coverage breakdown in front of the Sageview bench, but that pass falls incomplete. Bingham just got a hand in there. Looked like that Beasley was going to take it in for about a 20-yard gain, but no, incomplete. Second and Wait a second. They got second and 16 at the 48. They got third on the scoreboard, but second on the down marker. Second and 16 from the Blue Devil 48. Send two wides out to the right, one left. And we have a stoppage of play. And we have a confusion as to what down it is, but I'm quite certain it is second down. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devils Football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So here's your situation as the Sage U band is playing. And boy, they are a really good band. I was listening to them in pregame, and they are quality for being first year just throwing together from Chihuahua and Pasco and you name it. Great job by the Sage U band. Second and 16. Actually, check that. It's third and 16. Who knew? Third and 16 from the Blue Devil 48-yard line. I don't think it's third down. I really don't. Now we have a stoppage of play because now the down marker says third down. The clock says third down, but I think it's second down. Well, what is it? I missed a play somewhere. And what do we have here? There's a stoppage of play. Nobody's doing anything. The side judge is standing next to the center. The Sageview coach is not questioning the situation here, so I guess it's third and 16. You got me swinging. Third and 16 from the Blue Devil 48-yard line. Here we go. Back to pass. Flores looks, fires down the middle of the field. Man, open. No, it's picked off at the 27. Coming the way to the 30. It's Trey McCauley up to the 40. Still going 45. And Trey McCauley into plus side of the field. Actually, they're going to spot him down right at the midfield stripe as he stepped in front of that pass. The little guy, Carson Crosby, at the Blue Devil 27, then just jetted right back up the field for the interception. And Trey McCauley takes it right back to the midfield stripe. And the Blue Devils in business here at midfield with 4:36 to go as the drive stalls for the Sageview Lobos. First and 10, Blue Devils at midfield. They lead 27-7, 4:36 to go here in the second quarter. Lincoln Heinrich on four possessions, four touchdown passes. Double wides left, one man right, single back set, Roberson. They're going to run the option right to Roberson, cuts back inside, flag flies in where you would expect holding. And that's the first time I've seen that play run this year as Heinrich running option right, pitches the ball to Roberson for no gain, but in flies the flag. And that laundry usually indicates somebody had a hold of somebody's jersey. Yes, it's a spot foul. Flag rests at the Wahai 48. So I would expect that play to get knocked back to the 38-yard line. Just a reminder here at halftime, we have a special feature with Lindsay Shantz and the Lady Blue Devil volleyball team. Great interview I had last Friday with that team, and just some of her coaching philosophy, her background as a Wahai player, and how that's impacted and prepared her to lead the Lady Blue Devil volleyball team. So it'll bring up a market back to, actually they're spotting it at the 40, surprise, surprise. I thought they were going to go farther than that. So ball spot at the 40, so they go to the previous spot. First and 20, clock running. Blue Devils lead 27-7, 4:20 and counting. First and 20 at their own 40. Single back Roberson, three wides left. Then they're getting ready to blitz again are the Lobos. Back to pass, bubble screen left side. Agert up to the 40, 45, reverses field. Now in front of the Lobo bench, crosses midfield, stiff arms the man. Finally driven out of bounds. We have a flag flying in. They might call Agert for a face mask as he was trying to get separation from Caden Yanez. Flag rests at the 44-yard line. Agert picks up 16. But we'll see about the flag. As he was trying to get the push, again, separate and push on the face mask of Yanez. And I haven't seen what the call is. They're going to say personal foul, face mask against Sageview. So 17-yard pass play for an Edward Jones loss of night first down, as you can hear the local fans not too happy about that call. But Agert gets 17 yards for an Edward Jones loss of night first down, plus the half the distance to mark it down to the 28. Oh, now wait a second. Oh, yeah, you're going to mark it down to the 28. There's your penalty. So 15 yards, we'll spot it there. Single back, Roberson, three wides right. Back to pass, pump fake, deep down the right sideline. Man is wide open at the three-yard line. Touchdown, Blue Devils. Again, the pump fake. And again, it is Braden McCauley. And he just beats his man, Braxton Kinchin. And Lincoln Heinrich is just blowing away the Lobos with his pump fake. They're going for it every time. And that play goes for 28 yards. And the fifth, don't adjust your sets, the fifth touchdown pass of the half by sophomore Lincoln Heinrich. 28 yards again to Braden McCauley. Here comes Kohlberg for the extra point with Agert to hold. Lions are set. Snap, spot, kick is up. And it is good. 3:58 to go, second quarter. Wahai 34, Sageview 7. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devils Football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Here's your kickoff by McCauley. Approaches deep end-over-end kick to send the man back to his own 10-yard line. Up the middle, fakes one man out, tries to break away from Herrera. Does, but not much farther as he takes it up to the 22-yard line. And on the return was that little guy again, Carson Crosby. Up to the, like I said, 22-yard line. Sage will take over first and 10 here with 3:51 to go. Wahai goes, oh my goodness, they went 50 yards in two plays, highlighted by the 28-yard pass play from Heinrich to Braden McCauley. Elapsed time was a grand total of 45 seconds. Wow. Okay. So here we come, first and 10 for the Lobos. Three wides out left, one right. Back now, I'm going to hand the ball off right side Flores. He's met as Peter Bess hanging on for dear life. And his friend Adrian Ortiz is going to finish off Yanez after a two-yard gain. I've been having a hard time keeping up with all the stats here. But a two-yard run by Yanez for Sageview, just trying to get over the shock of this Wahai offense. Is Yanez has really pretty much been the offense, rushing and 119 yards passing for Flores. Second and 8 from the 24-yard line for the Lobos. Single back again, Yanez. Double wides right, hash mark right. Flores retreats, screen pass, breaks away from one tackle up the field. Goes the running back, Braxton, the wide receiver, Braxton Kitchen, as Adrian Ortiz makes the tackle, but not before Kinchin gets up to the 34-yard line for a gain of 10, And another Edward Jones loss tonight. First down for the Lobos to their own 34-yard line. Kinchin is a 6-foot, 170-pound sophomore running back. Again, that play went for 10 and a first down to the 34. 2:53 to go here, second quarter. 34-7 Blue Devils. Back to pass. Flores pump fake. Now he's in trouble. Rolls to his right. Now he fires down the right side. That ball is picked off at the midfield. Coming the other way is the return man, and it's McCauley. He's going to go down the right sideline, and he's going to cut back inside and take it in for a Blue Devil score. Now there is a flag down. That's why I'm hesitating. Braden McCauley stepped right in front of the defender at about midfield. And what's the flag? Flag rests the 43-yard line. And what's the call? Are they going to call us for pass interference? They might. I thought that McCauley had inside position on the defender. He took that ball back a ways, I want to say 53 yards. The flag rests at the, I'll say it right, Sageview 44-yard line. They're going to say ineligible downfield. So a 53-yard interception return by Braden McCauley, and the Blue Devils on the board again here with 2:33 to go here in the second quarter. Braden McCauley just scored on a 28-yard pass play. He takes that back. I'm going to say 53 yards, and the Blue Devils are blowing this game wide, wide, wide open here in the second quarter. Kohlberg the kick. His leg must be getting tired as Eggert's going to hold here 40-7 with 2:33 to go here in the second quarter with Eggert to hold. I don't know why the official is saying wind the clock. It's an extra point. He's as tired as Kohlberg is. And here's the kick. It is up and it is good. 2:33 to go here, second quarter. Y 41, Sageview 7. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
You know, I keep coming back late for the kickoffs, but it doesn't really matter because it just goes out of bounds. So the kick goes out of bounds at the 27. Sageview again will take over at their own 35. But here is a Blue Devil team that in the last 10 quarters has scored one touchdown. How many touchdowns do they have here in the first half? Six. Five touchdown passes by Heinrich, and they just had a pick six by Braden McCauley. So out come the Lobos here, first and 10 at their own 35, 2:33 to go here, second quarter, 41-7. Your Blue Devils in the lead as the Lobos break the huddle in their black top uniforms. Yanez again will flank Flores. Back to pass. Flores, he's going to look down, fire up over the middle. It's caught by Taylor into Wahai territory at the 48-yard line on just a little deep slant there. It's going to go for 17 yards. Nice zipped pass from Flores. Flores to Taylor. 17 yards and another Edward Jones loss tonight. First down. We'll call it the 47-yard line. Actually, 18 yards on that pass play. First and 10 at the Blue Devil 47-yard line. Single back Yanez shifting around defensively to the Blue Devils. Back to pass, weaving it down the far side. The ball is picked off at the 30, coming the way 40, 45, 50. It looks like it's Bingham dancing his way down the field. Still going, and he's finally dropped down at the 46-yard line. And it's Derek Bingham on the pick, clear down to the 36-yard line, as well under throwing on the pass was Flores at about the 35-yard line. Bingham stepped in front of him and just started weaving down the sideline. And boy, oh boy, it's getting kind of ridiculous here. First and 10 Blue Devils at the Sageview 36. That's the second pick in a row on two packs. I shouldn't say second pick in a row. They had one 18-yard completion there in between. But two interceptions have just turned this game from a blowout to a really bad blowout. Single back set, I believe that's Roberson behind Heinrich, 158 and counting. Hand the ball off Roberson up the field, mixed outside to the 35, the 20. It's a race down the sideline, 15, 10, and Roberson's going to take it in for the score from 36 yards out. Just breaks the tackle, gets the corner, and out races the safety down in front of the Wahai bench. 36 yards, and with 150 to go in the second quarter on the 36-yard run by Kalama Roberson, it is Blue Devils 47 and the Sageview Lobos 7. Oh my goodness, a 36-yard run after the pick by Bingham. And it's a 36-yard run to make it 47-7 with the extra point forthcoming. Lines are set, snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 150 to go here, second quarter, Wahai 47, Sageview 7. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Deep line drive kick going to be fielded back by Jason Beasley at his own 10 up the right side to the 20, trying to elude the pressure. He's going to be hit and drop. Caden Wilson and friends, along with Logan Hood, at about the 20-yard line. Also Aiden Phillips down there, Jay Smith. They had them all stacked up down at the 20-yard line at least. That kick didn't go out of bounds. First and 10, Sageview from there, as it has just been all Wahai from bad to worst here for Sageview in the second quarter. 48-7 with 1:43 to go here in the half. Yanez single back set, Flores in the backfield, five-man front for the Blue Devils. And their defensive backs are playing it really loose. Up the field, Yanez just gets the legs taken out from under him. After a decent gain, coming up to make the tackle was, I believe that was Caden Wilson at the 27-yard line. Check that. That was Trey McCauley's 8-yard run for Yanez. He's been the story with the rushing attack for the Lobos. So gain of 8 up to the 28-yard line, second and 2, 1:15 and counting at their own 28-yard line. Single back. They're going to fire over the middle. That ball is caught. Crosby gets a first down, short gain, as he just spins around and gets about 4 yards in the arms of Derek Bingham after a 4-yard pass play. And then Edward Jones lost the night first down. Third catch of the half for Crosby. First and 10 from the own 32. Back to pass. Flores fires over the middle. That ball airmailed way over the head of Taylor, who I think was in the wrong place. He taps his head like, up, I messed up there. I was in the wrong place. We're on the wrong route. Second and 10. My apologies to Edward Jones and George Hessler, who donate $20 for every touchdown to Big Blue Boosters. And George and Chase Hessler you got some money to come out this week. I mean, come on, that's 7 touchdowns. That's $140 to Big Blue Boosters. So here we go, 2 wides out to the right, 1 left. Wahai stacking the line, back to pass. Flores fires that ball. Oh, almost picked off as stepping in front of the receiver was Gregory Powell, and he had end zone in his mind as he broke on the receiver where the ball was telegraphed off there to the left side on just the short out route, and Powell almost had another pick six for the Blue Devils. 3rd and 10 with 48 seconds to go here in the half. 3 wides right, tight end left, single back, hand the ball off, draw play. Yanez has some yardage as Logan Hood trying to hang on for dear life as he finally drives back Yanez after a gain of 8 up to the 40, where it'll bring up 4th and 2, 33 seconds and counting, 48-7, Blue Devils here in the first half. And I don't think Seiji wants to run another play. And the play clock says 20. The play clock has is pretty much in tune with the game clock. And it looks like Seiji is just going to run into the locker room. They've had enough. Wahai has taken out their frustrations in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I should say. Again, 10 quarters and 1 touchdown. And they will leave the first half field here at Edgar Brown Stadium with a 48-7 lead. Again, we'll be back with all of the halftime statistics, a rundown of the action from the first half, and again, a profile interview with Lindsay Shantz and the Wahai Lady Blue Devil volleyball team on the Blue Devil Halftime Show. We'll take a 2-minute timeout listening to Blue Devil football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Hey, Seahawks fans, why waste time driving to Seattle to see your team in action when you could take a short flight from Walla Walla and be there in no time? Book your flight now at alaskaair.com and enjoy hassle-free check-in. Sit back for a comfortable flight, and when you return, no parking fees. That's right, free parking at the Walla Walla Airport. Book the flight for your Seattle Seahawks getaway at alaskaair.com and fly Walla Walla. It works.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, when my brother played football at UNLV, I remember going through the casinos of Las Vegas. I'm like, what are all those cherries lined up? You know, cherries lined up and you get the big jackpot. Well, I got a lot of cherries lined up here for my pregame show. I talked about reducing the turnovers. Check. Wahai did that. Taking the most of offensive opportunities. Check. Wahai did that. Score early and often. Get Sage View down. And you don't leave any room for doubt. Check. Get Bingham the Rock. Check. 3 touchdowns. Don't miss opportunities. Check. They've scored all 5 times they've touched the ball. I mean, it's just been one of those halves for the Blue Devils where everything has fallen into place. Here's a recap of action from the first half. CG won the toss, elected to kick off. Wye got the ball at their own 42. They went four plays, 58 yards, 25-yard pass play, Heinrich to Bingham right down the middle of the field, wide open. Extra point was no good. That, again, was a 2-minute, 8-second drive, and it was 6-0 Blue Devils. The Lobos would follow with a three and out. Wye would get the ball at their own 17 and mainly aided by some big pass plays to junior Micah Agert. Down the field they went, six plays, 83 yards. This time a 28-yard pass play on a fade route to Bingham, and that drive was 2 minutes and 32 seconds. With 5:24 to go in the first quarter, it was 13-0 Blue Devils. CGU would respond and move the ball to the Wye 36, where they turn it over on downs on some errant throws. Blue Devils would take the ball at their own 36-yard line, and they would go three plays, 36 yards, and the biggie there was a 43-yard pass play to Kalama Roberson, just coming out of the backfield. And the Wye would get in three plays, 64 yards, and it was McCauley, that being Trey McCauley, on a 15-yard pass play. And the Blue Devils went again, three plays, 64 yards, 2 minutes, 11 seconds last time. That was the last play of the first quarter, and that made it 20-0. The Lobos would come back and respond with a six-play, 68-yard drive in 2 minutes and 11 seconds, and they would score on a one-yard run by Flores with 9:49 to go in the second quarter to make it 20-7. Wye got the ball back at their own 22, and back they came with a nine-play, 78-yard drive with 3 minutes and 31 seconds elapsed time, and it was Bingham with his third touchdown of the half, 9 yards out on the far left corner of the north end zone to make it 27-7. Sagey would get the ball at their own 35, and Trey McCauley would step in front of a pass and pick it off and return it to midfield, where the Blue Devils would go two plays, 50 yards, and this time it was Braden McCauley on a 28-yard pass play. Again, it's that pump fake where Lincoln Heinrich is pump faking the out route, and the cornerbacks are just biting at hook, line, and sinker, and then the receiver just turns up field, and there's nobody there. And that time, it was Braden McCauley from 28 yards out, and with 3:51 to go in the second quarter, that made it 27-7. Sageu got the ball back at their own 22. 3 plays later, Braden McCauley steps in front of the pass, 53-yard score on the pick six, and that made it 34-7. I'm having a hard time keeping up with all this. And then Bingham would pick off the pass. Actually, that made it 41-7. On the very next play, Bingham would pick it off and return it 30 yards to the Sageu 36-yard line, where on the very first play from scrimmage off the right side, Kalama Roberson went off right tackle and then broke outside in front of the Wye bench down the right sideline, beat the safety at about the 5-yard line, just danced away from him. 36-yard run to make it 48-7 here at the half. Statistically, let's take a look here at what's going on. Rushing, Yanez Sageu, 9 carries, 55 yards. Flores, 11 for 19, 151 yards, but he's had two big interceptions, of course. One return for a score. His leading receiver is Beasley, 3 for 43. And Crosby, the little guy, 3 receptions for 44 yards. And he has 4 other receivers with receptions. Total offense for Sageu, first half, 59 yards rushing, 151 yards passing. They have 210 yards total offense. Now, if I stopped right there and you just tuned in, you're probably wondering, oh my goodness, why I gave up 210 yards total offense. Well, you just wait for this. Rushing, Kalama Roberson, 5 carries, 52 yards, 10.4 yards a crack, 1 score. Passing, don't adjust your radio, people. Lincoln Heinrich, 17 for 20, 309 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Oh, my goodness. Leading receiver was junior Micah Agert, 5 receptions for 103 yards. Then we had Braden McCauley, 5 receptions, 69 yards, 1 score. And it was Derek Bingham, 4 receptions, 79 yards, 3 scores. Trey McCauley, 2 receptions, 14 yards, and 1 score. And again, Roberson had that big 43-yard pass play to set up a touchdown. But really, it was Micah Akert, the junior, with those 5 receptions, already over 100 yards here in the first half in receiving. Total offense, Blue Devils, 57 yards rushing, 308 yards passing, for a total of 365 yards. And again, here at the half, they lead 48-7. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout and come back with that volleyball interview, which I hope we have time for here as we've got 7 minutes to go in the half. Again, halftime score, Wahai 48 and Sageview 7. We'll take a 2-minute timeout listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back to the Blue Devil Halftime Show, and this week we are highlighting the Wahai girls volleyball team coached by Lindsay Shantz. And first of all, we're going to talk with the captains. And our first captain is Monroe McCaw. And first of all, Monroe, what is the biggest challenge of playing volleyball?
I think the biggest challenge is that volleyball is a game of mistakes, and so kind of just going point by point and not looking in the rearview mirror. That's one of our mottos this year, and just playing point by point and just continuing on would be the biggest challenge.
All right. All right, our next captain is Delilah Franson. And Delilah, what do you enjoy most about being on the team?
I would say what I enjoy most is learning everybody's play style and like how each of us differ, what makes us, I guess. So it's good getting to know everybody and learning to play with a bunch of different people. And each person has their own role. So it's very important to building a team.
Okay, our third volleyball captain is senior Anza Beely. And Anza, do you have any unusual routines to get your mind ready for a match? Mistake.
Yes, so our pregame routine as a team, we go into the locker room and we all sit down and we say it's our visualization. And this is when we all like picture our thoughts and how we want the outcome of the game to go. We listen to the song called Bring the Lion Out every time, and we all sit around in our circle and close our eyes, and we just visualize everything. Another thing for when we make a mistake, I personally love to hold someone's hand, and like I'll just like somebody will clench my hand and just be like, it's okay, you've got the next one. And that's just like, I feel our team, we just like support each other a lot, and you look to your teammates after making a mistake, and it's really loving.
Bring the Lion Out. Sounds like I'm going to be looking that up on Spotify.
You better. It's such a good song. It's really hypes you up.
All right, we're here with head coach Lindsay Shantz. And first of all, Lindsay, what has been your journey in volleyball as a player and coach?
I started out playing volleyball in high school at Walla Walla High School and played club volleyball during that time, and then was fortunate enough to earn a scholarship to play at San Diego State University. 4-year starter there as a middle blocker. And then I have coached club in Southern California, and I have also coached previously as an assistant up here at Wahai years ago. And then now it is my second year coaching the program here at Wahai as the head coach.
How has your experience as a player molded your strategy and like how you approach your coaching?
Yeah, I have had the fortunate past experience to have really great coaches. And so my club coach was really influential when I was in high school to, I think, push me to be the player that I was today and sort of realize potential that I didn't think that I had. And yeah, I credit him a lot with where I was able to get in going to San Diego State. His wisdom of the game and learning so much from him was really kind of what helped shape who I want to be as a coach, really instill in my players, you know, this goes beyond volleyball. I really love to be able to coach the game of volleyball, of course, but I just feel like that's a vehicle for teaching them so many things that can carry them throughout their life.
Is what do you enjoy most about coaching the team?
Just being with high school girls, you know, I think that they have a lot in them. They have a lot of try, a lot of heart, and I love trying to bring that out of them and them kind of surprise themselves sometimes with what they're able to do.
So I'm a huge softball fan. I also watch a lot of soccer, and so I look at volleyball and I go, how is it a more unique experience for these girls than maybe other sports they might participate in?
Yeah, volleyball actually nationally is growing rapidly in the last few years. After playing collegiately, you know, most women have no choice but to go play internationally. For many years, that was the only professional volleyball that somebody could access. But just in the recent years, we've had professional volleyball leagues start up in the U.S., and now there's, I think, even 3 of them going right now. And so the sport itself just has a lot of momentum right now, and I absolutely love that. Olympics helps. We've done really well in the Olympics on that world stage. And so even in this community, I mean, we have 80-plus girls trying out for our program, and I wish we had spots for every single kid in this, you know, that wants to play volleyball, because it's just, I think, a sport that can appeal to a lot of different girls, and it's been really fun to be a part of it.
Okay, briefly walk us through where you've come from this year as a team and what the rest of the season looks like.
This year, our team has grown from the beginning of the season. This last summer, we were able to participate in a summer volleyball league over in Tri-Cities that Wahai Volleyball has never been a part of before. I felt so fortunate to be able to bring the girls over there. They played once a week, and then we had another team playing locally here in College Place once a week, and to be able to provide opportunities for girls in our program to grow during the summer and get more touches and more touches than we've had before, I think really set us up well to start the season strong. But over the season, I mean, I've seen a lot of growth from these girls. And the way that our conference is structured this year, the second half of our season is what counts towards postseason. And so right now we're 4-1 in that. And we've got some big weeks coming up. Next week we've got a couple 4A schools that we play. And then our final week of conference, we play some big 3A schools. And, you know, us being a 3A school, we really want to do well in those last 2 weeks, and especially against those 3A schools to finish out the season.
When you think back 10 years from now on this 25 season, what will you think of as being most proud of your team?
I hope I can think of being most proud of the entire program, with them leaning into our core values of team first, grit, and resilience, and really trying to embody that on the court, of course, but just even as people, you know, as they go into classrooms and they're, you know, learning and everything. I just think that being team first and being a really, you know, person that leans in and gives to their team, somebody who can bounce back and be resilient and also bring the grit when it's required. I hope that the program can shine through those things and in turn, you know, see success on the volleyball court.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
Again, we've been highlighting the Wahai volleyball team. We'll continue with the Blue Devil halftime show right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Football on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, general manager of Walla Walla Toyota.
Gage.
The season has changed, and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, here we go. Second half action getting ready to go underway here soon with the kickoff. Wahigan will be kicking off toward the north end zone, where waiting for it will be Jason Beasley, Trey McCauley to tee it off. And what a half, first half for the Blue Devils, 48-7. Again, it's a team that scored one touchdown in the last 10 quarters coming to this game. They have hung seven, don't adjust your radios, seven scores here. Trey McCauley again kicking off. Jason Beasley back deep. He approaches the ball, deep end over end kick. Going to sail over the return man back at about the 13. Coming up the field, that's a little bit of a lane. Cuts back inside to the 20. Still going, spinning away. I think it's that man Crosby up to the 28-yard line, where the Lobos will take over first and 10. And they're just trying to recover from the shell shock of especially a second quarter, which saw Wahai outscored Sageview 28-7. Sageview had cut the deficit to 20-7. Wahai has now put up four scores, 28 unanswered points to take this 48-7 lead. So here come the Lobos, black top, black bottom, and their Sage helmets. Single back Yanez in the backfield. Turn, hand the ball off. Yanez hit, and Herrera is just going to wrap him up and drop him for no gain. Right at the 28th. So Jordan Herrera, who had such a great game here 3 weeks ago against Pasco, he's been kind of banged up here the last couple weeks. Call it no gain on the carry for Yanez. Second 10 just underway here. Third quarter, Blue Devils lead 48-7. Breaking the huddle are the Lobos. One man slotted right. And one man in the backfield, Yanez, flanking Flores. Back to pass, Flores pumps, fires over the middle. That ball caught. Short gain, Orlando Montez with the hit by Trey McCauley up to the 32-yard line. For a gain of four, Montez with his third reception of the game. So that'll bring up a third down and call it six at the 33-yard line. It gets the gain of five there on that play. Third and five with Flores flanked by Yanez. Back to pass, fires over the middle. That ball caught, setting up in the seam, breaking free, 45. Getting up near midfield, finally hit and push back. And in the middle of that scrum is who? Is, I think that's Trey. No, actually it was Roberson with the tackle up at the 48. But that play goes for 15 on the pass play to Montez. 15-yard gain and Edward Jones lost a night first down. First and 10 up at the 48 here. Just underway here, third quarter, 9:24 to go. Blue Devils lead 48-7, five-man front. Hand the ball off to Yanez. He is hit and dropped, and I think that was Swopes that broke in. Mason Garrett broke through and hits Yanez for a loss of four back at the 44-yard line. Just nobody blocked big number 50, Mason Garrett, who is a 6'2", 225-pound senior nose tackle. Four-yard loss back to the 44, second and 14. Send three wides out to the right. I think they've got tight end left. Flores will flank. It'll be Yanez flanking Flores. Back to pass. Flores fires over the middle. That ball caught. Crossing midfield. A little bit of a seam here. Down inside the 45. First down. Eluding, coming all the way across the field, is Jason Beasley as he gets clear down to the knocked out of bounds at the 38-yard line for a gain of 16 yards. Some big bunches here. That one on a crossing route to Beasley, and he did the rest with his legs. Excuse me, yeah, Beasley, 16 yards. Another Edward Jones loss of night, first down. First and 10, Lobos at the Blue Devil 38, hash mark left. So it's Flores fighting the seam in the Wahai secondary on this drive, now inside of 8 minutes. Back to pass, Flores just wings it out there, and unable to come up with it is Montez. Again, Flores, it takes about a three-step drop and fires, and if you're a receiver, you better be ready because here it comes, and that pass falls incomplete. Second and 10, hash mark left at the 38. Again, this broadcast is brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, who have donated a boatload of money to Big Blue Boosters for every touchdown tonight. Second and 10 from the 38. Single back. Hand the ball off. Yanez up the right side. Has some running room. Crosses the 30 near a first down. He dives forward in the arms of Carpenter, but not before he picks up 10 yards. And another Edward Jones loss of night, first down. Gain of 10 down to the 28. Excuse me, it's Yanez with 12 carries for 61 yards. He's been the story rushing-wise. Ball middle of the field for the Lobos at the Wahai 28. Two wides right and one left. Flores in shotgun. Now Yanez steps to his left. Flores changing the play here at the line in shotgun. Five-man front. Back to pass. Flores retreats, runs the screen off the left side. That ball is going to drop incomplete. We have a flag flying in. They were trying to run the screen, but the ball came up short. And what do we have here? Flag rests at the 30. That would suggest a hold against the Lobos. Previous line of scrimmage was the 28. And we've got what? See, at Richland last week, it was really weird not being able to see the signals. They're going to say, it looks like they're saying targeting against the low. Personal foul targeting is what I saw. And so they're going to say it's a 15-yard walk-off back to the 43. And that's one thing. That's 80 yards now in penalties for the Lobos. Mark it clear back to the Wahai 43. So it'll be first and 25. From the 48 to 7 is what I have. Blue Devils, 5:31 to go. The scoreboard says 47 to 7, and that's a surprise to me. First and 25 from the Wahai 43, hash mark left, as they look over to the sideline for the play. Do the Lobos, Flores, that is, the sophomore quarterback. Wahai shifting around, and everything, what happened there? We had four Wahai guys jump. I don't know if Wahai jumped or whether, yeah, they're going to say encroachment against the Blue Devils. Is Wahai trying to time the snap count, apparently, and the left guard just kind of fell over. So encroachment against the Blue Devils of 5 yards, and that'll bring up a first and 20 at the Blue Devil 38 is what I have as they exchange penalties. Loss of 15 and then plus 5. But the first down marker still rests. They're going to say dead ball, yes, against the Blue Devils. So here we go. First and 20 now at the 38-yard line for the Lobos. 4:26 to go. 4:26 to go. I just looked up the clock and go, my goodness, is that much time gone by here in the third quarter? 48 to 7, Blue Devils, I think. It says 47-7, but I think it's 48-7. And we have 4:07 to go here. Back to pass. Flores looks in trouble. He tries to break away. Now he fires down the field, and that ball through the hands of the receiver, Montez, down at about the 23. Flores running for dear life just stopped and fired that ball downfield and went right through the hands of the receiver, Montez. So second down and 20 now at the Blue Devil 38. I thought they had Flores contained, but he was able to whistle that ball downfield and almost had a big gain. Could have been for a first down. Second and 20 as they break the huddle with three wides out to the right. Again, Wahai's had a couple picks here in the first half, one a pick six by Braden McCauley. So here we go, second and 20 from the 38. Back to pass, Flores fires up again over the middle. Short gain. Coming up and making the tackle was Trey McCauley on the receiver, Taylor, down to the 30 for a gain of 8. So that'll bring up 3rd and 13 after a 8-yard gain to Taylor. Number 7, Henry Taylor. So 3rd and 13, just left hash mark from the Wahai 31-yard line. They have to get down to the 18 here on 3rd down. Back to pass. Flores looks, pumps, fires down the field. That ball caught at the 15. Cutting inside. It's going to be a touchdown for Jason Beasley. He just found a little spot there between Powell and Bingham. A little miscommunication there. And Beasley just holds it in and then takes it in for the score as we have a man down. That's a 31-yard pass play from Flores to Beasley. And back on the scoreboard for the second time in the game with 2:36 to go is the Lobos to make it 40. I'll go with the scoreboard. It says 47-13 now. I'm confused. We lost a point somewhere, but it's a 31-yard pass play, and we have a man down here. And let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devils Football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Edgar Brown Stadium, and I just realized what's been going on. Finally, we've had running clock the entire third quarter because we had a 40-point halftime lead. We were up 48-7. Actually, 47-7. Sorry, I guess that last extra point they said was no good. So I'll just check myself here. Correct the score. And it's now 47-13 with 2:36 to go in the third quarter. 47-13, Blue Devils lead after that 31-yard pass play from Flores to Beasley. And out come the Sageview Lobos for the extra point by Bueller. I was going, my goodness, how did that quarter go by so fast? There's 2:36 left to go already. And that drive was 9 minutes and 24 seconds. But again, note, it was a running clock. 9 plays and 72 yards. Here is Bueller in for the extra point with Flores to hold. Here's your kick up. It looks good, and it is good. 2:36 to go, third quarter, Y 47. Sageview 14 will take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils Football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
See
canine dogs are highly trained animals that do a job. They are not simply pets. Never touch or feed a seeing eye dog without the owner's permission. Anything that distracts them puts the person they help at risk. Seeing eye dogs are amazing animals that should be appreciated for the job they do and left alone. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, Alex Flores has proved to be explosive tonight. 15 for 25, 218 yards, one touchdown. That going previous one going 31 yards to Jason Beasley. But, again, he's also throwing two picks, and that pretty much blew this game. It was already pretty much a blowout, even wider. Gilbert to kick off with Roberson and Wilson back deep. Excuse me. Again, George and Chase Hessler donate $20 to Big Blue Boosters for every Wahai score. Here's your kick. It's going to be a short end-over pop-up kick, and it's going to hit and go out of bounds. Wisely, Braden McCauley was going to field that at about the 32, and it takes a right turn out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will take over at their own 30. They're going to stay the 37-yard line. So you have the option of taking the ball either at the 35-yard line or 5 yards upfield in this case. So first and 10 with a 5-yard procedure penalty from the 32 up to the 37. Again, we've got running clock. The clock's already running here in the third quarter, and we haven't even had action start yet. So it's going to be a pretty quick second half, in other words. Again, Blue Devils lead here 47-7 as I just lost my stat program, Jenny. But it'll come back. It'll be like magic. There you go. First and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Single back, Roberson. They turn and look at the clock. And here we go. Double wides to the left side. Long count. Hand the ball off as we have a stoppage of play. And what do we have here? You know, you have enough pre-snap penalties, and you could pretty much, with this running clock, just run the clock down for the rest of the half. They're going to call illegal procedure, as my booth mates here, Maka McLean and my daughter Jenny, have been entertaining me tonight. First and 15 it will be for the Blue Devils. Jenny was really proud because he went to Graphic Apparel and got a new Wahai Blue Devil 2 shirt. And, you know, we have been Hawk fans for the last 12 years, College Place Hawk fans, and now we're having to adjust our wardrobe just a little bit, right, Jenny? Yes. I got a really nice sweatshirt, compliments of Coach Justin James, a really nice Trident Wahai Blue Devil sweatshirt that I'm wearing tonight. First and 15, this will probably be the last play of the quarter. Hand the ball up the middle. Roberson makes, just kind of reverses his field. Now he's cutting up the field. 35. Finally wrestled down from behind by Taylor. He gets up to the 39-yard line. Kaloma Roberson just beyond the original penalty yardage. So it'll bring up a second down and looks like 8. And I think that'll do it here for the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Again, Blue Devils 47, Lobos 14. Take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Okay, so here's your situation. Blue Devils Now we have a running clock, of course, after the halftime deficit of 40 points by the Lobos. That third quarter went by really fast. And here we go, starting the fourth quarter. Blue Devils up 47-14. They have a second and 8 at their own 39-yard line. Again, quarterback Lincoln Heinrich had 5 touchdown passes in the first half. Roberson ran for 1, and it was Braden McCauley with a 53-yard pick 6 for the scores there in the first half. And again, everything's running clock right now as the referee winds the clock, and the Blue Devils haven't even come out of the huddle yet. So here we go. It's going to be running clock all the way. They're going to come out double wides right, pistol set, with Roberson behind Heinrich, 1 man to the left, 5 man front for the Lobos. Turn, hand the ball off. Roberson picks his way. Actually, it's Carpenter. He's going to be pushed and dropped backwards by Yanez and slung down and dropped. Not sure what that's all about, but it's going to be a loss back to the 35-yard line. So a loss of 3 for Carpenter. So it'll bring up 3rd and 12 at their own 35-yard line here. Just, again, it's running clock here, fourth quarter, 47-14. And I think that was somebody just checked in at wide receiver. Wahai looking for the play. There's 7 seconds on the play clock as they break the huddle quickly here. Get lined up. They're going to call maybe timeout here. Play clock runs down. And what's the deal? Are we going to get a penalty or do we get a timeout? They're going to say delay against the Blue Devils. So the 3rd and 12 just became a 3rd and 17. For the most part, the Blue Devils have been able to avoid the pre-snap penalties. They have had, that's the second delay call. They've had a couple of illegal procedures, but I'd say they've reduced that greatly. Actually, Jay Smith is the one that checked in at wide receiver here. So 3rd and 18 from their own 30-yard line. See what they can dial up here. Aiden Phillips now in at wide receiver along with Jay Smith. And also out there for Wahai is, I believe that's Carson Hayes out here at the wide receiver spot. Off to the left is Gregory Powell, so a whole new wide receiver set with Carpenter behind Heinrich, 3-man front, back to pass. It's a screen pass. Actually, it's Carpenter up 30, 45, lowers his shoulders and gets dropped out of bounds. He was going for that first down marker. He had to get all the way to the 48-yard line. They're going to mark Carpenter out at the well short of the first down. It'll be a 10-yard gain up to the 40. So more yardage for Heinrich passing, but that'll be short of the first down. Again, this broadcast is brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Punting time for Trey McCauley with back deep. Is, I believe that's Beasley. I can't see the number. High snap, kick away. End over end boot, going to hit at the 35. Take a huge Wahai bounce down to the 22-yard line. So McCauley got the kick off. Now we have a man, it's Peter Best, getting up slowly back near the line of scrimmage. But a nice punt by McCauley, got about a 20-yard roll. Sageu is going to take over again. We got running clock. It's 8:33 as they change sides here. Sageu coming out of their south end zone. But, again, 8:26 and counting, running clock after that punt. So for the Blue Devils, that was their first possession of the second half. So we've got 8:17 to go in the second half. They've run 3 plays plus a kick. And they're up 47-14. So Sageu is going to get the ball here at their own 22 as they break the huddle. Still in at quarterback is Flores, 2 wides left. And why? We should be start seeing a lot of substitutions. They hand the ball off left side. Hit and dropped as Herrera just knifes in into the backfield, hitting your running back, who I believe was Taylor, back at the 21. So Taylor for no gain on the carry. That's what I had again, was Taylor. Beautiful, the open field tackle. Again, Herrera knifing in. Ball middle of the field. Second and 10. Lobos at their own 20-yard line. Again, 47-14 Blue Devils. Send one wide to the left. One wide to the right, two to the left. Back to pass. Flores, receiver, took off early. He's going to wind up, fight down the middle of the field. That ball is caught. Trying to knife in and make the tackle. Down there is, I believe that's Islam Lokeman, but that pass to Beasley is going to go for 19 yards. Another Edward Jones loss of night, first down. 19 yards on the pass play. Beasley just had a 31-yard touchdown. Now a first and 10 up at the 41-yard line. I'm actually going to give him 20 yards on that play. So clock running, 6:40 to go. First and 10, Sagey with their own 41. Single back in the backfield is a new running back. They're going to turn, hand the ball off to him. Running, yeah, some running room there to midfield is your running back. And popping up there is, and these are all numbers I am unfamiliar with, is number 43, who's not on my main roster. That is somebody I'm not familiar with. 43. I do not have a 43 on my roster. I'll have to check my multiple rosters here. But he just carried the ball for, 9 yards on the play. Second and one, ball right at midfield. Hand the ball off to mysterious number 43. Hit and dropped and pushed back. Looked like Isaac Lyon on the tackle is going to drop John Doe, if you like. I don't know what his name is. Now I'm scrambling. Who is 43? Maka, who's 43? Come on, tell me. I got a 41. I got a 44. I got a couple of rosters here, and I have no idea who 43 is. So actually, Sagey is going for a little hike here that I missed. Chop block. That's one thing. Sageview has had some bad penalties here on the 15-yard variety. That's going to move it back all the way back to the 35-yard line after that 9-yard run by number 43. I hate saying numbers, by the way. As you've probably seen, I don't really say people's numbers on the air. I try to know what their names are, and this one is a mystery to me. So single back in the backfield, second and 15, Sageview at their own 35. New running back in. Back to pass, fire over the hand of the receiver and dangerously falls incomplete. Aiden Phillips and Caden Wilson falls in between them. Pass incomplete by Flores. He now has 238 yards passing on the night and one touchdown, but two interceptions. And, folks, we're already down with a running clock to 4:16 to go again in the ball game. Blue Devils 47 and Sageview 14 as they break the huddle. Single back in the backfield is Sean Paul Rowe flanking Flores. Three wides left, tight end right here on third down and 16. Back to pass, Flores has all kinds of time, winds down the middle of the field. The ball picked off the 45. Coming around to the 450, hit and drop. It's Islam Lokeman, spun down and dropped by Taylor, but Islam Lokeman pops up like, wow, that was amazing. And I'll tell you what, Islam has made some great plays. I saw him in the Y scrimmage several weeks ago, and he had an end zone interception. And Lokeman picks that ball off and takes it back to the Sageview 48-yard line. Good job for that young man, Islam Lokeman. 5'10", 120 sophomore, but he is very athletic and showed it there with about a 12-yard return. Blue Devils on plus side of the field at the Sageview 48 as Jay Smith will check in. Aiden Phillips, wide receiver, along with Gregory Powell are there to the far side. Logan Hood at tight end. Single back is Carpenter. As Wahai with kind of lots of subs here coming in. Five-man front coming in late is your other receiver, Ben Bentley, off to the left side. Jay Smith is going to just watch the clock run. Turn, hand the ball off. Carpenter up the left side has open field. No, he couldn't quite break away. Is hanging on to those ankles for dear life down there with Sean Paul Rowe. but it is a good gain by Carpenter down to the 43. Give him 5-yard run on the play for Mekhi Carpenter. That's his fourth carry of the night. Second and 5 from the Lobo 43, middle of the field. They break the huddle. Just about 2 minutes left to go in the game. 47-14 Blue Devils. Single back again is Carpenter. Double wides to the right. Again, only the second possession of the Blue Devils for the half. Carpenter's hit in the backfield, tries to break away, but Montez is going to hit him, joined by John Paul Rowe. Then the ball comes out, and everything just kind of winds down in slow motion. Put him all the way back to the 48-yard line for a loss of 5. Third down and 10. 140 and counting. Again, the entire second half has been running clock. And the Blue Devils actually do not have a first down here in the second half after they scored 7 times in the first half. So third and 10 at the 48. Again, clock has been running the entire time. Now the side judge comes in and moves the ball back a half yard. So third and 10, clock still running. You know, you could just take a couple of pre-snap penalties in here and just run the clock out. Third and 9 from the 48. Single back again is Carpenter. And now we have a stoppage of play and what? What are they saying? The flag came in. They're going to say, I thought I saw encroachment. Dead ball, illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. You know, I didn't really mean that when I said take an intentional illegal procedure, but guess what? They're going to take an intentional, they might have taken intentional illegal procedure because now there is 25 seconds on the play clock. Now they can just run the clock out. There's more time left on the play clock than there is on the game clock, and Wahai's is going to run over to the sideline, and here come the Seju Sons to do the same. The Seju Lobo, excuse me, to do the same. So that'll do it here in a very, very quick, lightning-fast second half after Wahai totally dominated the first half. And your final score here from Edgar Brown Stadium here in Pasco, the Wahai Blue Devils 47, the Seju Lobos 14. We'll be back to wrap up all the action here on the postgame show right after this 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devils football on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
So if I told you that, Sage, you had 210 yards total offense at the first half, and if I told you that Wahai had the ball twice in the second half and had zero first downs, what would you think? Well, you wouldn't think 47-14 Blue Devils, would you? Okay. So here's what happened here in the game tonight. Seiji won the toss. Wahai got the ball first. They went four plays, 58 yards, 25-yard pass play, wide open. Derek Bingham, right down the middle of the field. And oh, my goodness, Dave Bingham's going to save him. Grandpa Bingham is on the air again. No, Derek Bingham on a 25-yard pass play, four plays, 58 yards, 2 minutes, 8 seconds, elapsed time, 6-0 Blue Devils. Three and out by the Lobos on the next possession. Wide got the ball at their own 17. They went six plays, 83 yards. It was Bingham again, 28 yards on the fade route. And that was a 2-minute, 32-second drive, 13-0 Blue Devils. Seiji would get as far as the Blue Devil 36 and turn it over on downs. And Wahai responded, three plays, 64 yards, 2 minutes, 11 seconds elapsed time, with a 15-yard pass play from Heinrich to Trey McCauley. Back came the Suns with one of their sustained drives of the game, six plays, 68 yards, and it was Flores taking the ball in from 1 yard out with 9:41 to go in the second quarter to make it 20-7. And the Blue Devils with three touchdowns in the first quarter, the last one coming on the last play of the quarter. Wahai would respond with their fourth touchdown of the first half. They would go seven plays, 78. Check that, nine plays, 78 yards, 3 minutes, 31 seconds elapsed time. Derek Bingham, 9 yards out, fade route in the far corner, that dark black hole of Edgar Brown Stadium. And that made it 27-7. Then it was Trey McCauley on an interception to set up the Blue Devils at midfield. They would go two plays, 50 yards. Braden McCauley from 28 yards out. And again, it was Heinrich in the first half with just going back, pump fake on the out route, total bite by the corner, and the receiver would just turn up field. And it was just Heinrich, one pass after another, pump faking and getting all kinds of yardage there in the first half. That touchdown made it 34-7 at that point. And Sageview, 3 plays later, Braden McCauley would pick it off near midfield, go 53 yards for a score to make it 41-7. Then 2 plays later, Bingham would pick off another pass from his own about 35 and take it back to the Sageview 36, where on the very next play, Kalama Roberson off tackle then broke it outside down the sideline in front of the Wahai bench on the far side of the field, outraced the safety to the end zone, and that made it 48-7 at the half. At that point, we were going to be in running clock for the rest of the game. Sageview would get the ball at the beginning of the third quarter, and they would go 9 plays, 72 yards, but in one of the longest possession time because we had running clock, 9 minutes, 24 seconds elapsed time, and that made it 47-14 at that point with 2:36 to go in the quarter. Wahai a three and out, but again, we had running clock the whole time. Seiji would then move the ball from their own 22 to near midfield where Islam Lokeman would pick the ball off and return it to the Sageview 48, and Wahai ran 2 plays, and that was the end of the ball game in the lightning-fast second half. So again, your final score, 47 for the Blue Devils, 14 for the Lobos. Sageview led in rushing by Yanez, that is Caden Yanez, 12 carries, 61 yards, and it was passing. Actually, the one rushing touchdown, of course, by Flores. Passing Flores, 16 for 28, 238 yards, one touchdown, but 3 picks. Beasley receiving 6 receptions, 110 yards, 1 score. Montez, 4 for 34. Crosby, 3 for 44. Again, the one touchdown to Beasley. They were penalized 95 yards, 9 penalties for 95 yards unofficially. Rushing, Sageview, 74. Passing, 246. Total offense, 320. Wahai was led in rushing by Kalama Roberson, who had 6 carries, 59 yards, 1 score. Carpenter, 5 for 2 yards. Passing, And this was the amazing thing. Sophomore Lincoln Heinrich, 18 for 21, 319 yards, 5 touchdowns, and I believe all but 10 yards of that. He had 309 yards at the half on 20 attempts. My goodness. Okay, he was led in receiving. It was Micah Agert, 5 receptions, 103 yards. 5 receptions, Braden McCauley, 69 yards, 1 score. Derek Bingham, 4 receptions, 79 yards, 3 scores. Trey McCauley, 2 for 14, 1 score. Roberson, 1 for 43. Carpenter, 1 for 10. Wahai was penalized 40 yards on with 7 penalties. Total offense, Wahai in rushing 61 yards, 318 yards passing for a total of 379 yards total offense. So really, total offense was 379 to 320 in favor of the Blue Devils, but the scoreboard is your most impressive stat, 47 to 14 is your final score. Just a reminder, we will be on the air next Thursday night. Now, originally that game was scheduled for Halloween for the 31st. It will be next Thursday night against the undefeated, at least going into tomorrow night's game against Richland. Undefeated Chiawana will be in town next Thursday. We'll have airtime at 6:40 with a kickoff at 7 o'clock next Thursday from Blue Devil Stadium. Again, thank you again for listening tonight. Again, your final score here from Edgar Brown Stadium in Pasco. The Wahai Blue Devils, 47, and the Sage U Lobos, 14. Thanks again, and have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils football on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.